Surprisingly, the next morning went well. The four of us exchanged gifts. Peter and Maddie had opened their gifts for each other a day before as well. I was surprised at the thoughtfulness of the gift Sarah had purchased for Maddie and Peter, a personalized basket that included wine, cheese, crackers, and other delicacies. She had also included a spa day voucher for the two of them. It was to the new trendy spa that was all the rage. Even I had read about it in the paper, and I remembered Sarah and her mom talking about it at one of the dinners at Jay's Bistro. I made a mental note to send Sarah and her mother to the spa for a day. Maddie handed us our gift with a smile and said, "I guess we had similar ideas." Disappointed, I let Sarah open the gift. I didn't want to go to a dreadful spa. Sarah took the lid off the box and squealed. Damn it, I was sure we were going to the spa. Sarah pulled a piece of paper out of the box and waved it at me. It wasn't a spa. The gift certificate was for a weekend for two at Vail. I thought, since the two of you are out of school right now, you could use some time together. Maddie smiled. I was relieved. Getting a pedicure before sitting in a sauna did not appeal to me. And what's up with drinking weird fruit, veggie, bee pollen, and wheat germ concoctions? No thanks. "This is great! I can't wait to get Lizzie on a pair of skis," exclaimed Sarah. Peter laughed.
She's never skied in her life.
"It's true," I told Sarah. "I haven't. Can we snowshoe instead?"
"You'll fall down no matter what, Elizabeth. You might as well go skiing and not be a pussy."
I glared at Peter. Sarah's lips brushed my cheek, and then she left the room with Maddie. Peter and I just glanced at each other, neither of us saying anything. My brother went into his office, and I followed Sarah and Maddie into the kitchen to help them finish preparing dinner. Prime rib, Peter's favorite. The three of us chatted, whiling away time.
"Maddie, I hope you don't mind, but I brought Lizzie's favorite."
Sarah went to the fridge and pulled out a bag. Then she plopped the parsnips onto the counter.
"She won't go skiing, doesn't listen to music, but she loves parsnips. You got yourself a weird one, Sarah." "Oh, I'm sure she has some positives. I keep hoping I see them someday."
She smiled at me.
"Really? I know she's a workaholic, absorbed in her research 90% of the time."
"That's true. And the other 10%, she's asleep. But I have to admit, she does clean Hank's litter box every day."
"Well, I'm obviously not appreciated here," I interrupted. "If you'll excuse my workaholic, self-absorbed ass, I'm going to go hang out with my cat and read about the Hitler Youth."
Maddie called out after me as I left the room.
"You can both be pussies together."
I heard Sarah laugh.
"And don't forget to clean his box."
Those two becoming closer made me uncomfortable. They seemed like old friends.